on the Big Sports Breakfast. For his slant on what's happening in rugby league, here's the Bulldogs captain, Michael Ennis.
They've lost six of their last eight. Des Hasler said they hadn't lost their confidence. I kept tipping them, but I dropped off. I thought they were gone, the Bulldogs. And then they blasted the Melbourne Storm off the park in that opening 40 minutes. He'd be a pretty proud captain today, I reckon. Michael Ennis, good morning, mate.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Was probably good for you. I dropped off. The old dead cat bounce, mate.
Yeah, I mean, I said it. I mean, I turned up to the captain's call this time last week, and I said it to everyone, you know, and I understood it. You know, no one, people thought we were there to make up the numbers, and that's fine. I understand that with the form of South and the Roosters, and obviously what we saw from Penrith on Saturday night, and the Cowboys as well. So, you know, we're just, you know, working hard at the Belmore there, and went down to Melbourne, a tough road trip, extremely tough road trip. But to put things into context, I mean, playing the Melbourne Storm and then, you know, playing Manly now, you know, the two sides that have played, you know, the most finals, I would imagine, and been the benchmark in these areas for the last 10 years, we're up against it.
Yeah, so the training leading into the weekend was obviously of high intensity, but that was said about the Seagulls, Mick, and they played ordinary rugby league, I thought, and you guys have turned it on.
I also said last week, something about this time of year where you know, our staff there at the Bulldogs and headed by Des especially, come to training and he talks and he prepares you for the week. It's almost like just, I've been here before, boys. It's okay. Just do what I, you know, do what I, you do what I say, basically, and just trust me. And he walks around the place and amongst the playing group just with real confidence and gives you real, you know, real belief in what we're having. Again, we just went to Melbourne and hung on to the football. And, you know, we knew when we went down there, you know, you look at their roster, the likes of Smith and Cronk and Slater and, you know, Bromwich has been one of the best forwards all year. You've got Hoffman on that left edge. Look, Chambers, Proctor, the list goes on, to be honest. And we knew we needed to start well, otherwise we'd get blown off the park. And we were able to do that, which was pleasing. But obviously coming to Allianz against Manly on Saturday night is a totally different challenge.
Michael, it's an incident coming out of the match, so we'll chat to you about it. Cameron Smith, you got the win over him, which was terrific. There was an incident there where he made a blue and you gave him a pat on the head. This is what was said from Andrew Johns and Brett Finch in the Channel 9 commentary. I'll let you have a listen, mate, and we'll get you to get a comment.
Michael Ennis getting under the skin here of Cameron Smith. So Michael Ennis has plenty of rubs. He's trying to cap him on the head, and then Cameron Smith reacts.
I've got no problem with Michael Ennis ripping into him. Fair enough, sledging, but, you know, touching him on the head, rubbing him on the head. Joey, I don't know what you think, but I think you should show a bit more respect to the Australian captain. I've never seen that done to you or Darren Lockyer before.
All right, that's what was said through the Nine coverage, as TK said. What do you make of that, Mick?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, those guys have, you know, won premierships, and obviously, you know, Joey's certainly an immortal. I understand that, and look, let me get one thing really clear. I've got the utmost respect for Cameron Smith. He's won premierships. He's you know, been the Origin and Australian captain now for a long period of time, and you know, more so, he's a terrific fella. And there was certainly no intent at all yesterday of being disrespectful whatsoever. It was just a simple fact of probably me getting overexcited for, you know, what was a pretty emotional game, to be honest.
Yeah, that's how I read it.
And that's as simple as it, that's as simple as it is. I could sit there and make up stuff, but that's the honest case. I was really excited that we were doing and achieving things that we went down there to do, and it's such a tough place to do, and it wasn't at all any disrespect for Cameron Smith.
Nah, that's how we read it as well, Mick. I mean, it's funny how people can come up with different reads of the same incident. But, I mean, when you're a competitive person, mate, you've always had a bit of niggle in your game. And I'm sure that was from the age of 15 to now, right?
Oh, look, to be honest, you know, it's, you know, I really don't know, to be honest. I couldn't tell you, you know, where it comes from or where it started. But, you know, I love...
I love the battle of football. You know, I love what the game, you know, is and what it's about. And yeah, again, it certainly wasn't being disrespectful. But if people saw it that way, then you know that's disappointing. But you know, I've just got to move on.
What did Billy say to you? Because he came over, Cam was following you, and then he stopped, and then Billy came in and said something to you. Was he talking about respect?
Yeah, he just sort of, you know, sort of. I think he reminded me of what Cameron's achieved in the game.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, that's great. You know, again, it wasn't me being disrespectful, but you know, it could have been in. Obviously, well, it has obviously been interpreted in a different way, and you know, you'd expect them to you know, be in the corner with their mates. You know, that's what they're about.
Yes,
mate. You now take on Manly. I mentioned earlier in the program, to me, it appeared that Manly took a knife to a gunfight with the Rabbitohs. And they could have Anthony Watmo, Jamie Lyon in trouble on a lifting tackle, but you fancy your chances now against Manly, wouldn't you? That Saturday night, Allianz Stadium.
Oh, mate, the critics will. You know, everyone will, you know, go, oh, well, you know, the Dogs have had a great win in Melbourne and Manly are busted. But I tell you, mate, I've played Manly many a times over these last few years where they've had guys missing or, you know, their backs to the wall. It's the most dangerous time to play Manly, to be honest. And I'll be expecting a wave of energy from the Seagulls early in the game, that's for sure. They've got enough experience still there, and they've got some really good young kids, you know, in amongst the fold there as well, that can cause any team trouble on their day. And Saturday's going to be a massive occasion for both sides.
And the 2VV, Desi Hasler, that always takes it to another notch.
I think Des said yesterday, you know, something about the theatre of it, and yeah, you can just see, you know, that yeah, we're all competitive, you know. That's what this game's about, and no doubt, you know, it'll be, you know, advertised again on Saturday night.
Mate, just if we go to the other games, if we can, and you've got quite clearly got Manly. The Panthers, I reckon every final series in every sport needs a fairy tale story, and this one just continues to roll on. It was a tremendous second half and a great finish. 19-18, the Panthers over the Roosters, and Jamie Soward, he just keeps delivering.
Spot on, he does. Yeah, I remember I got on the bus when we arrived in Melbourne, and we'd all sort of organised to watch the game down there, and I just said I could feel an upset, and you know, it was just, they're just a side that they're really difficult to prepare for. You know, they are so clinical, get guys like Moylan and that can really break out of structure and play classy football, and when the big plays are needed, he's full of confidence at the moment. You saw that with the bomb he took and then the break he made on Saturday night. It was a great game of football. Really, really good game of football, and they certainly earned their win. And but I mean, in no case are the Roosters gone either. They certainly you know, played some pretty fair footy, and at other times I think they'll know that there's a couple of areas where they'll capitalise next time and get themselves right back in the fold.
Well, we've spoken of Manly, but what about the Rabbitohs' effort, mate? That was quite stunning.
Just powerful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely powerful. Just they just came out of the blocks, and they just had these massive, massive boys just charging downfield, and then, you know, yeah, it was really evident, you know, last week when Reynolds was missing, his kicking game's phenomenal, short and long. And yes, I thought he really freed up young Keary and also Johnny Sutton on that edge at times to play their natural game. And boy, he grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck when it needed to be done. And that could be dangerous because, you know, the little fella, when he's got confidence, he can do special things with the football.
Yeah, absolutely. The Broncos gone, mate. The Cowboys,
yeah, look,
are they consistent enough to be a threat?
Yeah, look, I mean, again, they're probably like South, where they, you know, they had a really good win, but they'll probably, you know, be disappointed with their finish. You know, I thought they came out of the blocks too, and just were just really fast in everything they did. They got down the field well, but Thurston and them outside backs, their edges, Gavin Cooper was outstanding. His combination with Thurston and just his courage, I suppose, to come back from that hip injury mid-season has been a real shining light for the Cowboys. And look, to, you know, obviously the Broncos,
Got some momentum in that second half and really came home there with a period. I think they got within 10 or 12 points, and it was just a Cowboys night. And now they roll into what's going to be an absolute blockbuster on Friday night. The Roosters coming off a loss, and the Cowboys coming off a big win, and they've shown that they can win in Sydney now, so that's not an issue. And the Roosters will be looking to really bounce back. So. Great game, a great weekend of football coming again on this weekend.
Yeah, it's fantastic, mate. It really is a great time of the year. Okay, final one for me, and it's a tweet that's an SMS actually that's come in. Boys, tell him the flying under the radar stuff is bull. If you're in the finals, you're a threat. So obviously, he's talking about Desi likes to be flying under the radar.
Yeah,
look, I think obviously our form leading into it, forced us into that category. And again, we're up against it. We're from outside the four, and we've got, we need to, put three big weeks together if we're, if we're a chance, and it's hard to do against when you look at those sides. So we'll just see how we go. We'll bunker down together again this week and see how we turn up at Allianz. But before I go too, boys, I just want to pass on my best wishes to one of my teammates, Pat O'Hanlon, who...
Yeah.
Him and his family in Melbourne. Still, Pat's had an operation overnight, and just a terrific clubman, a boy that's been...
Ankle?
He's done his ankle, compound fracture of his ankle. And just a great guy and from a great family, and I just want to wish him all the best, and I'll see you when you come back up in a few days, buddy.
Yeah, well done. Thank you, Mick, for that. Mick Ennis.
Thanks, mate.
Explaining.
No worries, boys. Have
a great
week.
Buddy.